faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman!
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman. While Clark Kent pursues his one slim clue to Jimmy Olsen and Jack Wilson's whereabouts, the boys are helpless prisoners of Vincent Kirby's murderous henchmen.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal Dan McCullough. Well, this is the big day. I can now give you all the details of that wonderful collection that I've been talking about. There's a special one for the boys and one for the girls. And we're going to start with the girls, you know, ladies first. But stick around, boys, because you come next. Now, for the girls, Kellogg's Pep has a shiny, silver-like charm bracelet and 12 different charms to go with it. Now, for the bracelet only, you send one box top from Super Delicious Pep and 10 cents, that's a dime in cash, to Superman, Department 1R, Battle Creek, Michigan. That's for the bracelet only. And there are 12 nifty charms, so write down which ones you want. They're nifty small-scale models of a piano, a cuckoo clock, binoculars, a Scotty dog, a violin, and a telephone, among others. Now, if you didn't get them all down, along with your first order, you'll get a printed slip with the names and pictures of all the 12 charms, and you can check them off as you order them till your collection is complete. Now, here's how you get started on your charm collection. For each of the charms that you want, send one Pep box top and one dime, plus the names of the charms you want, to Superman, Department 1R, Battle Creek, Michigan. That's one dime and one Pep box top for each of the charms, and one dime and one Pep box top for the charm bracelet. Just remember, girls, to print your name and address clearly on your orders and mail them to Superman, Department 1R, Battle Creek, Michigan. And say, boys, in just a few minutes, it'll be your turn to hear what Kellogg's Pep has for you, so stick around.
And now the adventures of Superman.
As you remember, Cub reporter Jimmy Olsen and Jack Wilson, captain of the Metropolis High School basketball team, were captured while trailing Joe McMillan, an agent for the intolerant Knights of the White Carnation, who are conducting a vicious campaign to create race riots in the city schools. While Superman searched for the missing boys, they made a desperate attempt to escape from McMillan's apartment, where they were being held. In the ensuing struggle, Jimmy was struck on the head with a chair wielded by a strong-armed ruffian named Pargo, and the young reporter fell to the floor, unconscious. As we continue now, Jack Wilson leans fearfully over Jim's limp, motionless body. Listen.
Jim!
Never mind him, Wilson. Get up. You and me are going places.
Jim! He doesn't answer. He's dead.
I don't think so.
Jim's
but
dead.
Yes, he had it coming to him. Now, get up
you
now.
You killed him, Fargo.
Shut up.
You murdered him in cold blood. He never did anything to you, but you killed him.
Shut up, I said.
You'll pay for this. I'm going to get the police.
Wait a minute.
Let go of me.
You think you're going?
Let go, you rotten hate murderer.
You're not going to the police.
You bet. I'm going to get
you
the police.
Dirty little spy. I'll fix you like a ghost.
Hey, what's going on?
Let go of me.
Cut it out, you are. Cut it out, I said. What for, Joe? Why don't you let me finish
it? I'll be a son. I'll let him go.
Okay.
Jim. Poor Jim.
Hey, what happened, Olsen?
Fargo killed him.
What's the matter with you, Fargo? Have you gone nuts?
He tried to get away, Joe. I didn't mean to knock him off.
But you did. You're a murderer. You're both murderers.
Shut up, Wilson. Now listen, Fargo.
I won't shut up. I'll holler. I'll get the police. I'll get all the police.
Shut up. Cut it.
Jump right in the room and lock the door, Fargo.
Okay. Come on, Wilson. Come on. Now get in there. And remember, yell just once and that'll be all, brother.
Well, you messed this up. Good, Fargo. Kirby didn't want these kids rubbed out.
Well, Olsen asked for it. Wait a minute.
I think he's alive.
He is?
Yeah, his heart's beating. But he's in pretty bad shape. You must have given him an awful clout.
I guess I did. What do we do with him?
Kirby wants us to take both kids up to his lodge in the mountains and keep him there while he spreads the word around that foreign kids grabbed him.
That's too risky. I mean now, because if Olsen fades out and we're caught with him, it'll be curtains.
I know, but we got to do what Kirby says. Now, where's that rope?
It's around someplace. But listen,
stop talking and get that rope. We got to work fast. Hurry.
Fargo,
Clark Kent speaking.
Kent, this is Bill Jackson, one of Candy Meyer's operators.
Oh, yes, Jackson. What's up?
I think I found the flower shop where that guy Joe buys his white carnations.
You did?
Yeah. The florist recognized the guy when I described him. He doesn't know where he lives, though.
Uh-oh.
But he thinks his delivery boy might. We're waiting for the kid to come back from a delivery now.
Good. Where is this shop?
On 2nd and Maple. Smite's florist shop.
I'll be there in 2 seconds, Jackson. Oh, these clothes.
This is a job for Superman. Now, if only I'm not too late to help Jim and Jack Wilson. There, all set. Up with this window. Now, out to that florist shop. Up and away!
Hello, Jackson. Huh? That delivery boy get back yet?
But, holy Jemima, Kent, how did you get here so soon?
Well, never mind that. How about the delivery boy?
But I just talked to you on the phone.
Well,
how did you...
Stop wasting time. Where's that delivery boy?
He's not back yet.
Oh?
Oh, but here comes the florist, Mr. Smythe. I want you to hear what he has to say.
Okay.
Oh, Mr. Smythe, this is Mr. Kent. You know the Daily Planet reporter I told you about.
Yes, how do you do, Mr. Kent?
How do you do, Mr. Smythe? Jackson here tells me you've been selling white carnations to a man we're very eager to find.
Well, a certain man has been buying quite a few white carnations from me lately. He never buys any other kind of flower. But I don't know...
I wonder if you'd describe him for me.
Well, he's a tall, thin man, about 30, I'd say.
Uh-huh.
A sallow complexion and rather strange eyes. Small and, glittery.
That's our man, Kent.
Yes, it certainly sounds as if it might be. Do you know his name, Mr. Smythe?
No, I don't, although I seem to recall that another man who came in with him once or twice called him Joe.
Joe?
He is our man. Look, Mr. Smythe, I understand your delivery boy knows where he lives.
I think he may know because about a week ago, this man came in to purchase some white carnations.
Uh-huh.
And he asked me if my delivery boy, Robert, could run a small errand for him.
I see.
He's quite a good customer, and since Robert wasn't busy at the moment, I said, here's Robert now.
Oh, good.
Come here, please, Robert.
Yes, Mr. Smythe.
Look, Robert, Mr. Smythe tells us that a few days ago you took a package to the post office for one of Mr. Smythe's customers.
I did?
Yes, a tall, thin man with a pasty face and small, glittering eyes. He comes in here frequently to buy white carnations, remember?
Oh, him, yeah, I remember.
Well, listen,
do you recall where he lives?
Sure, about 3 blocks up 2nd Street. He's got an apartment over Barron's Pool Hall.
Now you're talking.
Which apartment, Robert?
Well, there's only one, Mr. Kent.
Good boy, Robert. Thanks a lot. Let's go, Jackson.
Here's the door, Kent. I'll ring.
Never mind. Look out, Jackson.
What are you going to do?
Break this door open?
Now, wait. Look out, Kent. You can... Holy Jemima, you did it.
Yes, but just as I thought nobody's here, we were too late, Jackson. They've left with the boys.
Now, take it easy. We don't know for sure that Jim and the Wilson boy were here.
Oh, yes, they were. Look.
What?
This hat. It's Jim's.
Are you sure?
Yes. See, his initials, J.O., are on the inside band.
Yep, you're right, Kent.
I know I am. But heaven only knows where they are now or what's happened to them. I'm stumped, Jackson. Now I'm really worried.
Holding Jim Olsen's hat in his hand, Clark Kent realizes that the only clue he had to his young friends has paid off, but too late. What will he do now? We'll return in a moment for the tense climax of today's episode. So stand by.
Attention, fellas. Here's where I tell you all about the swell new collection you can start. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine cereal, has a super-duper keychain for you. Sure, a big silver-like He-Man chain that you'll be proud to wear. And there are 12 nifty lucky pieces you can attach to the chain. Now, here's how you get started on this wonderful collection. For the keychain only, send one box top from Super Delicious Pep and 15 cents, that's a dime and a nickel, to Superman Department 1R, Battle Creek, Michigan. Then there were 12 lucky pieces you can start collecting. You know, nifty small-scale models of a locomotive, a football, a skull and crossbones, a trolley car, a skate, and a Scotty dog, among others. Now, this is a get-acquainted offer, and so in the package, when you receive your first order, you'll find a printed slip with the names and pictures of all the 12 lucky pieces on it. I bet you when you see them, you'll want to keep ordering until your collection is complete.
Now, here's how you get the lucky pieces. For each one, send one Pep box stop and a dime, plus the names of the lucky pieces you want, to Superman, Department 1R, Battle Creek, Michigan. That's one dime and one Pep box stop for each of the lucky pieces you want. And for the keychain, send 15 cents. That's a dime and a nickel and one Pep box stop. Remember, fellas, print your name clearly on your order when you send it in, and be sure that you have the address right. Send your letters to Superman, Department 1R, Battle Creek, Michigan.
As Clark Kent is momentarily stymied in Joe McMillan's apartment, the thin, pasty-faced agent for the Knights of the White Carnation is driving a station wagon along a country highway leading into the Blue Hills. Beside him sits Fargo. And behind, under a canvas tarpaulin, lie the unconscious Jimmy Olsen and Jack Wilson, who is bound and gagged.
I think maybe you're right, Fargo. We're sitting on a keg of dynamite.
Sure we are, Joe. If this Olsen kid dies and we're caught with him, we'll give the chair.
Yeah. I don't like this setup, not at all.
And why don't you listen to me, Joe? Let's finish the kids and dump them someplace. Then we can make a clean getaway.
Oh, yeah? What about Vincent Kirby? He's a dangerous baby to cross, and you know
it. So what? Will he help us out if we get caught with these kids?
No, no, not him. I'm afraid he'd say he never saw us before.
Sure he would. He don't care about us except to do his dirty work for him. He's always awful careful to keep his own nose clean when there's a job to do.
Yeah. Nobody can prove he told me to knock that millionaire Canfield or to frame those basketball players or anything else.
You see, that's what I mean. We gotta think of our own skins.
I think you're right, Fargo. Look, I tell you what.
Yeah, what?
Maybe he's going to check with me at the lodge in an hour, either in person or by phone, see?
Yeah.
Well, right after that, today, we'll finish Olsen and the Wilson kid, like you suggest. And then we'll scram.
Now you're talking, Joe. Now you're talking.
Sealing the fate of Jimmy Olsen and Jack Wilson, the murderous agents for the hate-mongering Knights of the White Carnation head into the hills. Meanwhile, having fruitlessly searched Joe McMillan's apartment, Clark Kent, accompanied by Private Detective Jackson, has suddenly stopped short at the doorway of the small windowless room in which Jimmy and Jack had been held prisoner.
Wait, Jackson. Stay where you are.
What's the matter, Kent?
Look over there on the floor.
I don't see anything.
In the corner, don't you see those flower petals?
Oh, what about them?
They're the petals of white carnations, and I think they've been arranged to give us some kind of a message.
A message?
Yes. Don't you notice how they seem to follow a definite pattern?
Yes, but I don't know, Kent.
Jim or Jack must have left this as a message for us. Probably a clue to where they're being taken.
It could be. Let's see.
Wait a minute. Don't move, Jackson. And don't talk. Just think. If we can figure this out, I think we'll have the answer to where the boys are.
His face drawn in concentrated thought, Clark Kent, who is Superman, crouches above the small pile of faded carnation petals, searching for the message he is sure the boys left there for him. Is Kent right? Did Jack Wilson, in a few minutes alone in the room before he was taken away, conceive a means of getting a message to Kent? And if so, will Kent be able to interpret it in time to locate his young friends before they fall victims to the frightened agents for the Men of Hate? This is a tense and exciting moment in our story, gang. So whatever you do, don't miss Monday's exciting episode. Yes, be sure to tune in again on Monday. Same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal.
Snap, crackle, pop. What's that, gang? Why, it's the one and only Snap, Crackle, and Pop cereal, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Sure, you've seen those famous little elves and cartoons and on the Rice Krispies package, and you know how they dish out those golden bubbles of oven-popped rice. So crisp, they snap, crackle, and pop when you pour on milk. That's their song of crispiness. Yes, sir, Kellogg's Rice Krispies are fun to listen to and fun to eat. Ask Mom to get you the one and only Snap, Crackle, and Pop cereal, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. And be sure to be with us on Monday for the thrilling adventures of Superman.
This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.